Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, greeting you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and praying that whatever you are doing today, that you are being blessed by the presence of the Lord and that you're enjoying a blessed Thanksgiving. This is the day that we're celebrating Thanksgiving on a national scale. I know we don't do it to the degree we used to do it, I remember as a child. Now we seem to celebrate Halloween more than we do Thanksgiving. But for every child of God, it's a time to, a day that's set aside to reflect on the goodness of the Lord and to be thankful for the nation in which we live and for all the His bountiful blessings in our lives. And these last several days, I've been sharing about the presence of the Lord and the importance of being thankful. When I began this message last week, I really didn't plan it right to be speaking about Thanksgiving at the time of Thanksgiving, but it just sort of worked out that way. And we were looking at some really marvelous words from the 16th chapter of 1 Chronicles, beautiful words of David that he gave to them when the ark was brought into the tent that he had erected for it. And he declared, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make his deeds known among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." These are commandments. Remember I said you want the presence of the Lord, you have to obey? Well, this is what he's telling us to do under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Seek the Lord and his face, and seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. That's important too if you're going through a hard time. Think of all the ways that God has come to your aid in days past, the prayers that he has answered in your behalf. Going on, and I'm going to skip a little bit. Verse 23 says, "Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth his from day to day his salvation, declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods." Verse 27, "Glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, and it shall not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth." Verse 32, "Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that are therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, gather us together, deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise." Hallelujah. When he set up that tent, the tabernacle of David. You know, there's a reference to that in the New Testament, that momentous time in the 15th chapter of Acts that's recorded when the apostles gathered together. James stood up and he said, to this agree in verse 15, the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will build again the ruins thereof. I will set it up. Why? Verse 17, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. So praise, thanksgiving, and that was a hallmark of David's reign. The worship of God continued round the clock. Psalm 118 and 28 says, Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Psalm 139 and 14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm 148 and 5, the psalmist calls upon all creation to praise God. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Hallelujah. And so in Psalm 102, verse 16, it says, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. And beloved, that's what he's doing. We want his presence, and he's building up Zion, and we shall see his glory. You know, this is a special time, the time of the holidays, and some Christians may have taken exception with that word holiday. That's what the heathen use. But holiday has come to mean a day off, but in reality, it means holy day, H-O-L-I or H-O-L-Y, holiday, holy day. And it's meant to be a day of rest and reflection, a day to rest from our labor and to reflect on the labor of God and how much we have allowed him to work in our lives and how he's blessed us. Many have forgotten that the real meaning of what holiday means, and we need to take another look at why holy days were instituted. And back in 1863, Abraham Lincoln understood the meaning of holiday when he made the following proclamation. If you've never heard it, I'd like to share it with you. If you have, it's good to be refreshed. This is what our president did in 1863. It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by his divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. Look at what has occurred, and he makes reference to the Civil War. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which is now desolating the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. After 9/11, for a few weeks, the churches were crowded, but now we've just gone on and it's business as usual. He goes on to declare, we have been, and this is so true, centuries later, we've been recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We've been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We've grown in numbers, in wealth and power, as no other nation has ever grown. He goes on, but we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. He goes on to say, Does this so fit where we're at today, beloved? It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. That was his proclamation, beloved, in 1863, the very words of Abraham Lincoln. And you know, I think it would be fitting, as I bring this broadcast to a close, not only to be grateful in terms of our own lives, what God has done, but can we now take a moment to pray for our nation? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Father, those who are joining their hearts with me in prayer, and we are praying for our nation, for everything that Abraham Lincoln said. Father, we've become so far advanced in knowledge and technology, and we believe in the pride of our own hearts that we can solve all of our problems. All we need is more advances in medicine, as in technology. We can expand human life. We can improve upon what God has created. We can become, and we believe that first lie, Lord, that we shall become as gods. And so, Father, we ask for your forgiveness upon us. And we pour out, Lord, in humility and repentance, the sins not only in our lives, but the sins of our nation. And we ask you to bring us back to appreciation with great thanksgiving for all the things you have blessed this nation with, the freedom, unlike any nation on earth, Father, you have blessed. And so, Father, we pray. Pray that we will walk in repentance, and that, Lord, because of repentance, revival will truly come, first of all, to the people of God, to the church of God, and to our nation, Father. The harvest is ripe. It's ready. Father, send laborers into the harvest field. And Lord, we say, even as Isaiah, here I am, Lord, send me. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I could go on, but I pray that whatever you are doing, whatever you have done, that you've enjoyed the presence of God, and that you also will be so grateful for all God has done in your personal life, for who He is as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. And Lord, with that, I bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank God for you, and ask that your Thanksgiving Day is blessed in a precious and mighty way. Amen and amen.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.